Christian one that gives us a relationship with God through the work of Jesus Christ, and through whom we have obtained our introduction, that's one, by faith into this grace, and that's two, in this grace which we stand. That's our second salvation, okay? That's the work of God, the Holy Spirit, in giving us the ability to overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. And we exult in hope of the glory of God. And that's our third salvation. That's when we are finally through with this world of strife and fighting with ourselves and the devil and those around us. And we stand in the full glory of God, once again, back in the arms where we belong. And knowing not only this, we also exult in our tribulation, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance. Okay? While we are in phase two, while we are working on that second salvation, we will build our faith. And the thing that will build our faith is going to be hardship. Okay? You want to tell the world, I know the way to God. I know the person of Jesus Christ has paid for every sin that man can commit. I know that I can stand justified and pure before God the Father and be comforted daily knowing that He is my Father and I will go home with Him through the work of my Lord. And we are going to be tested in that each and every day. If we had no tribulation, if we had no trouble, we had no test of our faith. It's easy sometimes to walk into the plan of God, to see that question of faith and say, and get it, to have God the Holy Spirit reveal it to you, and claim it that first time, and know it in your soul, to the point of ecstatic to some, okay? But tomorrow's coming. Okay? And tomorrow you still got to get up and go to work. You still got to go to school or deal with your spouse and deal with your children and your in-laws and all the other things of life. And you're going to be praying for God. You want God. I mean, all the religions in the world appeal to God for the purpose of manipulating this earth, right? That's why the Pacific Islanders, you know, sacrificed virgins to the volcano. That's why the ancient Greeks prayed to Asclepius and Circe so they have a good crop or be healed from the sickness. Every religion in the world, from shamanism to the highest theology, their goal has always been, let me learn how to get God to change this. Okay? And that's always the proof of their faith to them. Well, I asked God in faith, and God manifested that faith here on earth. Okay? I believed in God, said, God, give me $100, got $100. God's okay. Okay, God. But the fact of the matter is, the tribulations come so that we say, I believed in God, and I didn't get $100. But I'm still in relationship with God. Okay? Can be tough. Tough when you want to give that relationship. You want to give that peace and grace to another person. And they look at your life and say, well, God doesn't seem to be doing such a good job for you, buddy. You know? And there's the test of your faith. Are you going to persevere? Are you still going to keep your faith in the right spot? The world's going to say it's wrong. Your flesh is even going to tell you it's wrong at times. So tribulation brings about perseverance. We stick to it. Proven character. Our faith is strengthened. Okay? That's true character. The person who can continue to believe in God, continue to strive for his relationship with Christ, continue to interpret this world according to the view of God and not the view of man. That's true character. That's real integrity. And from proven tester, hope. Hope. The Greek word hope, elpis, doesn't have the same connotations as the English word hope. The English word hope almost should be in subjunctive tense at all times. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. I hope so. Okay, that's what we generally mean in English. The Greek word for hope is confident expectation. Okay? I know it's going to happen, and I'm looking forward to it. All right? And that's where you want to be. That's the mature Christian. When your faith is so strong, despite what this world may say, what tribulations may come your way, or what judgments may come your way, you will still have the character through the perseverance in the past to say, I'm still keeping my faith in God the Holy Spirit. I'm still believing in the work and person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I am confident that that work is going to deliver me blameless and faultless before God, back in the arms of the Almighty where we all belong. Okay? Let's close in a word of prayer.